What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
We did it. We made it. Week one, 2025-2026 NFL season officially begins tonight. And before that game between the Eagles and Cowboys, the defending champs taking on the Micah Parsons-less America's team, Dallas Cowboys, before that happens, we got our 95-7 The Game Red and Gold Summit. Myself, Shasky, Willard Dibbs, Steiningu, all of us talking 49ers season, which starts this Sunday officially against the Seattle Seahawks. We're talking about it all. We were talking Kyle Shanahan. We got the GOAT Jerry Rice joining us in about 28 minutes at 8:30. Can't wait to talk to Jerry about his expectations this season, Joe. I'm fired up, and I just saw this. The latest from Adam Schefter of ESPN. As I just mentioned, Micah Parsons and the Eagles playing the Cowboys today. I guess, according to sources, the Philadelphia Eagles made a strong push to trade for Micah Parsons this summer. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. You're not trading within the division for a guy like Micah Parsons. That just can't happen. So they were never going to do it. But again, it just goes to show that the rich are always trying to get richer, no matter what.
Yeah, they're bold, and they're always going to be in on everyone. Well, let's do something fun.
You want to? I like having fun.
Tonight, the Dallas Cowboys are playing the Eagles.
They are. You know what the spread is on that game, by the way? 7.5 points. You like the Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
Big dog. You think they're going to blow them out?
I think Cowboys are a 5-win team this year.
Wow. Okay.
Would the Cowboys, with Dak Prescott, would they switch quarterbacks and take Jalen Hurts? Would the Cowboys...
I think so.
I don't know.
I think they would. I think stock is high on Jalen Hurts right now that I would, and stock is very low on Dak Prescott. And I think the way the Cowboys are wheeling and dealing right now, they're not going to say it. It's like quiet quitting. They're kind of quiet quitting on this season, potentially, after this Michael
Parsons
trade.
Yeah, I think that's pretty foolish. Then why spend $70 million on your quarterback?
Well,
but that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's the Cowboys. I can't. I'm not in that room, but I'm just telling you, you're doing the exercise. I think the Cowboys would take Jalen Hurts over Dak Prescott right now, if given the opportunity.
I'm not sure. I know the Eagles would take Jalen Hurts over
correct,
Dak Prescott.
Correct.
Let's do the Niners. Let's go through the schedule. I pretend you're that team.
Okay.
Not the Niners, not a Niner fan, just that team.
Okay.
Niners play the Seahawks this weekend. Would the Seahawks trade Sam Darnold, their starting quarterback, for Brock Purdy.
Are we, before you do this, are we excluding the finances? Just quarterback?
Straight up. No money, no age, no nothing.
Give me some NFL music for this, by the way. Give me some NFL primetime, because it's a fun exercise.
Do you think the Seahawks would take Brock Purdy over Sam Darnold right now?
Yes, I do believe that.
I think so, too.
Yes.
I think so, too.
He has more of a body of work. He's been more consistent. I do think there is a more physical upside when it comes to Sam Darnold, but he's also more risk-prone and more injury-prone, quite frankly, when it comes to Sam Darnold. Puts himself in harm's way a lot more than Brock Purdy. They would take Brock Purdy over him.
New Orleans Saints, week two. Okay. Niners play the Saints at 10 a.m. You have Tyler Shook, who's backing up right now the starter in Spencer Rattler, who transferred multiple schools in college. Would the New Orleans Saints take Brock Purdy over those two quarterbacks?
Yes, they'd help. And Carter got my ear, and I agree. They take Mac Jones over those guys, probably, if given the opportunity. Yes!
I don't know about Mac. I don't know about Mac.
They're taking Bradley Carter. No, I'm not going to get too far
there. I do
think
they take Brock.
Mordecai?
They would take Brock.
Okay. Yeah, all right. It's a lock. Yeah, okay. Slam dunk.
Arizona Cardinals, week three, the home opener. Are they taking Kyler or are they taking Purdy?
The book's out on Kyler Murray. He's just not that guy. He's fun. He's exciting to watch. He's never going to be a quote-unquote winning
quarterback. Do you think they feel that, though?
Yes. I think this is the last season that Kyler Murray plays in Arizona. I think he's done after this season in Arizona.
Okay. Yes. That's a hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take at all, actually. I think Kyler Murray's stock is so low.
I don't think they can do much better than Kyler Murray currently.
I think Brock Purdy would be better than Kyler
Murray. I'm saying them as a franchise. Sure. I think they think they're better than they are.
Well, there's always reports, and there was reports last year that they were shopping Kyler Murray, but no one wants to touch him at that price tag.
No.
They just don't.
What about week four against the Jacksonville Jaguars? Back-to-back home games for the Niners. Would Jacksonville take Purdy over Trevor Lawrence?
That's an interesting one. Trevor has actually had some playoff success. He has won a game with Jacksonville. That was an incredible comeback against the Chargers.
The number one overall pick versus the last pick in the draft. It is an interesting, like, one guy looks like the prototype quarterback.
Yeah,
the other guy actually plays like the prototype quarterback.
It's a great exercise, right? I'd take Brock. You have to take Brock over Trevor Lawrence right now.
Jacksonville. I'm asking you with Jacksonville.
I think they would.
I don't know.
I think they would.
What do we think?
But he has won a game for the franchise. Like, that matters in all of this. Yeah. He has won a playoff game.
What do you think,
yes,
Carter?
Yeah, I think Joe Hawks and I both think no, just because the upside, the ceiling for him, like...
They're still holding out, I think. I think so, too.
I mean, the greatest quarterback of that, like...
I'm going to say no.
Of the last, like, two decades has been, like, David Garrard and Blake Bortles. Like, it's not really a high
Mark Brunell, the last two decades.
I said two decades, so Brunell was in the 90s, right?
Joe Hawks also just pointed out that Trevor Lawrence is from the area. So it's kind of the homegrown.
Yes. We're doing the exercise. I think they should take Purdy, but you're right. Maybe they would take.
No, I think we're in agreement. Yeah. All right. The week five matchup, Thursday night, Niners, Rams. Would the Rams trade Stafford for Purdy?
No. Stafford means too much for that team, for that franchise. Super Bowl champion means too much. No.
What about the Tampa Bay Bucks? Week six. Would they trade Baker Mayfield for Brock Purdy?
No, I don't think they would.
I think they view them very similar. Yeah. I think a year ago, it's a different conversation.
Yes.
I think after the year that Baker threw 40 touchdowns last year.
Incredible.
So I don't know. I think no.
Baldy was high on them, by the way. Brian
he loves Baker.
You know, he loves the Bucks too. He was on the Bucks last year, was he not? The team that he's most intrigued with. He was right.
Atlanta, Michael Penix Jr. Would Atlanta, from Atlanta's perspective, trade a rookie quarterback, even though I'm not trying to do that, but a guy they have barely seen, for Purdy?
I don't know what the hell Atlanta thinks. They thought Kirk Cousins was the answer last year, and then they drafted Michael Penix, didn't play him towards the end of the season. That is a perplexing franchise. Morris, I think they stick with Penix right now over Purdy just because of the upside and the high draft pick, but that's the only reason, because there's a lot of unknowns about Penix, quite frankly. I like him. I loved him coming out of Washington, but I don't know what to make of him this year. I hope he's good, because I have Bijan Robinson, by the way.
Would Atlanta do it?
Yes.
You think they would? Okay.
Yeah.
I think they are so thirsty for just competent quarterback play. I think they would, too.
Yeah.
Let's get to the next game.
I think you put a water gun to my head. I'm saying yes.
Houston Texans. Would the Houston, they play them in week 8, Okay, it's a morning game at Houston. Would Houston trade CJ Stroud straight up?
No.
No. Okay. The New York Giants. Russell Wilson, Jaxon Dart for Brock Purdy.
Are you like, yes? No. Yeah. Yes, in a heartbeat.
I think so too.
In a Texas second.
I think Daboll would love
Iowa
him.
State second. Not even close.
Back to the Rams again. We've already established that's a no. That's who they play in week 10. And, Arizona in week 11.
We're doing the exercise right now. We're going through the 49ers schedule. We're discussing whether or not the opposing teams playing the 49ers would take Purdy over their current quarterback situation.
What about Carolina? You got Bryce Young playing really well down the stretch last year. But at one point, remember, he lost his job.
I mean, I think they're hoping Bryce Young becomes Brock Purdy. So, yes.
Okay, I like
that. That's exactly who they're hoping Bryce Young becomes is Brock Purdy.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, God. Hey, I love Shador. I'm a big Shador guy, but they would be foolish if they had Brock Purdy presented to them not to take him. I mean, they got Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and then Shador is the emergency guy. Stop. Stop it.
Tennessee Titans. They play them in week 15 after a bye.
I think they're sticking with Cam Ward.
I think so too, just because they haven't seen him.
Yeah, I think they're sticking with Cam Ward. I love Cam Ward, by the way, this year. I think he's gonna flash a lot. He should. He's the number one overall pick.
But. Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. And now they fumbled it. They have no one but themselves to blame when it comes to the Anthony Richardson situation. Shane Steichen, their general manager, it's been all a mess. Now they have Daniel Jones starting week one. Yes, they would absolutely take Brock Purdy over their current situation at quarterback.
What about the Bears?
They're sticking with Caleb.
One more year at least,
right?
Yeah, you
got to stick with Caleb.
I think so,
too. Competent coaching with Ben Johnson there. You got to stick with Caleb Williams.
So if I eliminated the redundant teams, meaning the teams in the NFC West,
yeah.
We've got 6 situations where the Niners would not be getting the quarterback from the other team. Why I did this exercise is, if you just go through the schedule, and look, there's way deeper than this. Teams win and lose. Yeah, might have the best quarterback in almost every single matchup all year.
Yep.
Outside of a couple.
Yep.
You definitely have the more established quarterback in just about every single matchup outside of a couple. But you have the better quarterback in at least 13 of these games this year. At least 13.
And the head coach. Like that's the
that's the double down.
That's the combination, and that's why I'm like getting sold on the Niners this season. I'm buying stock in them is because of the head coach and quarterback combination, as you're alluding to. And Brock Purdy, I think we're all kind of sleeping on him right now. I do. Like, this guy's really freaking good, and it just goes to show you, Joe, when we do this exercise, there's a lot of question marks around the NFL this year.
That's
a lot of question marks around the NFL this year. Well, specifically in the NFC.
I also think it goes to show you, when I look at the schedule for the Niners, and as we talk about, like, it's a last place schedule, and it's the worst schedule in the NFL in terms of these teams aren't very good. These teams, like, who knows what the Bears are come week 17?
Yep.
I have no idea. They could be great. They could be middle of the pack. They could be awful. We don't know. There's a lot of bad teams, though. Like, just because they have bad quarterback play. Like, for example, Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland's going to be very good.
No.
It's week 13. Does anyone know, like, where on the depth chart they'll be? Does anyone have any idea? Dylan Gabriel?
I think Dylan Gabriel stinks.
Okay, but like,
just going to keep it a buck.
Could that be the Shedeur Sanders first start of the year?
It could
week 13.
Be.
You know what I mean? Like,
that would actually make it juicy. I'd actually love that if Shedeur is starting against.
So I just
that week.
Let's, if we can, Carter, let's write down how we feel right now. Right now, today, I feel like the Niners have the better quarterback in about 12, 13 at minimum of their 17 games this year, heading into the season. That's how confident I feel. Let's check back at the end of the year, and let's see how it plays out. I really do. I think this, if you're like a, like when you have Mahomes, right, you're thinking, we got the better quarterback in like every game, outside of a couple, right? The Niners have a similar advantage right now.
They do. So then why are we so skeptical on them?
Because I think that, as I said at the very beginning, teams win and lose. Mm. You have to have a line up front. You can't just be running for your life. For example, is Joe Burrow the better quarterback in a lot of the matchups that he has throughout the year?
Absolutely.
And he lost to a lot of lesser teams. He even lost to a great team in Baltimore because of special teams and defense.
He lost to Jacoby Brissett week one last year against the Patriots.
It's incredible.
Like week one overreaction.
Teams
right
win
there
and lose.
Absolutely.
But the Niners do have a great advantage in that they've got a quarterback that they trust, who's healthy, who's young and in his prime, who's better than a lot of the guys on their schedule.
And I do think the 49ers defense is going to be better than what the Cincinnati Bengals had last year, or maybe even this year. They have better pieces around them. And I trust their coordinator, Robert Saleh. I don't know who the defensive coordinator now is in Cincinnati. They changed it. I know it's not Lou Anarumo anymore. Justin from San Jose, we'll get to you in a second. This is what Mark Schlereth had to say. As we're talking about Brock Purdy, Schlereth was on Willard and Dibbs a couple days ago, obviously former NFL offensive lineman, and calls games for NFL on Fox. Mark Schlereth on being a huge fan of Purdy and what Purdy needs to do to take the next step towards that elite conversation.
I still think the quarterback position is played from the neck up. I don't think you have to have the biggest physical traits with arm and all that stuff. I think he's a far more mobile guy than most people give him credit for. He is so good at on time and getting through progression so quickly. So just to watch him continue to master that and then, you know, develop that kind of rapport with multiple different guys, because obviously that was an issue last year, rolling through so many receivers and not having Christian back there. So, you know, it's ultimately time to take it and make it your football team. And I think when you come in as Mr. Irrelevant and you got Christian McCaffrey and you got Debo and, you know, you got Trent Williams and you got all that stuff, it's hard to take that step as this, I'm in charge here. And, you know, you'd like to see that just continue to grow for Brock Purdy.
I think his players gravitate towards him. I think they know he's that leader at quarterback, right?
Absolutely.
Do you think he was kind of questioning him there, like, or just taking the reins kind of with this offense?
I think that we view all quarterbacks as Tom Brady at the end of his career, screaming and yelling and pointing at the offensive line and, you know, doing everything
breaking
at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
There's many ways to play quarterback.
Of course.
You know, many, many ways. And I think who we saw Brady was at the end of a 25-year run was not who he was in year one, no, year two.
He demanded perfection towards the end there.
Yeah, he was totally different.
Early on, he was definitely more, let's let the game come to me. I'm going to lean on my veterans. Absolutely. I'm going to lean on Drew Bledsoe.
Can I scare you, though, a little?
I don't like scary movies. What's up?
It is a little terrifying that I actually have to check the weather. Because in Seattle, there's a 55% chance of rain, and it's supposed to start right at around 1 o'clock and go for at least an hour or two. Look at your eyes, Carter.
Oh, no.
It changed. It that does terrify me that I have to, like, oh, no, it might rain.
Oh, no.
Well, that is the ultimate thing at Levi's Stadium this year. It is during wintertime. It's going to be in February. It is outdoors. There is some chance that there might be some rain. So if the 49ers are playing in that game, let's just hope it's not sprinkling. Is that a thing, by the way? Are we still, like, worried about that with Brock Purdy when it comes to, like throwing wet balls? Like, are we scared about that still as Niner fans?
I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
And already? Snack packs?
Again, like Shanahan, it is until it isn't.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
But, hey, Garoppolo's the same thing. I remember that Washington game
Manning,
in the rain.
Like, you can be a Hall of Fame quarterback and not be good in, like, bad weather. Like, that's a thing.
Peyton Manning threw a lobbed wobbly ball when it was in a dome.
I know.
So imagine what it looked like when it was in the rain.
It was awful. And some guys just, they play well in that. Like, Patrick Mahomes, bad weather quarterback, plays in Kansas City. We saw Tua go up in there. Now, in fairness, it was, like, negative 30 degrees, but still. We saw Tua play in bad weather. Wasn't good.
Anything under 50 degrees, I'm fading Tua.
There you go. We saw it in the, you know, NFC divisional round last year when it was snowing in Philadelphia between the Eagles and Rams. And Matt Stafford, that arm strength, that's when it does matter. In the hand size, that's when it does matter. And then he was cutting through the snow there late against your boy who's on your fantasy team, Puka Nacua. Speaking of fantasy football, as we got the GOAT joining us in about 12 minutes, let's go to Justin from San Jose. Justin! What's up, brother? You have a name for Shasky's fantasy football team?
Yeah, I do. What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
It's got to be radio friendly, though, Justin. Hey, Justin, it's got to be radio friendly. I don't want to cut you off here, okay?
No, of course. It's going to be a Sopranos reference.
Oh.
You go, fantasy football team? No, they're a glorified crew.
I love that.
Just glorified crew.
I
kind of love that, Justin.
A glorified crew.
Hey, Justin, you a Niners fan?
Yes, sir. I've been watching since 1998 in the Murray and Hanks Chicken Dance days.
Ooh.
Okay, are you feeling good about the Niners this season?
A glorified crew.
Of course. Rain or shine. I'm not one of these fair weather fans. No shade, but...
Do you trust Brock in the rain, though? You said rain or shine. Do you trust Brock in the rain? I'm just... Like, be real. Do you?
It's 60-40.
Thanks, Justin, from San Jose. Glorified crew. That's a good one.
I think that's power rank number one.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube.
A glorified crew.
Brought to you by First Snowcrow Credit Union.
The Shaskyville Jaguars.
No.
Terrible.
That was awful. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
That was
well, the other one that I saw on here, Jerry Rice and Beans.
It'd be Beans and Rice. Franks and Beans. No? Something about Mary?
Roasted Dubs.
What is that? No. It's the glorified crew. Come on, Joe. You know, that one sold you. You got to go there.
I think I'm in on that
Justin
one.
Justin from San Jose.
We're going to change it. And then, Carter, you going to accept my trade?
Yeah, what's the trade proposal? What do we got?
Yeah, read your trade proposal, Shasky.
Yeah, what is it? So, you know, say it. Yeah, what is it?
Read them.
Goddard for James Cook.
Stop.
No, that's not what it was.
Yeah, worse than that. We had a verbal agreement.
That's awful.
And a handshake.
You want to hear what the GOAT said after the season was over last year for the 49ers? Jerry Rice, who's joining us in about 10 minutes.
The greatest fantasy football player of all time. And real football player of all time?
Absolutely. This is what Jerry Rice had to say. This is when the season was over last year. I don't know if this was after the Super Bowl. It was after the 49ers season ended. On the number one priority for the 49ers heading into the offseason. This is on our airwaves. This is what Jerry Rice had to say.
But we don't want to see what happened. Well, we don't want to happen this year what happened last year. We don't want all of those distractions. We want all of this stuff taken care of, you know, before going to training camp. We need to get Brock done. We need to get that all situated. Last year, you know, we had Brandon Ayuk. We had so many distractions, and I think it really ended up hurting the team. And we need to have a clean slate going into training camp where these guys can just work on their craft and get ready for the season.
So he was talking about the number one priority for the Niners is the importance of a drama-free offseason, which, honestly, I think they did, Joe.
I think it was drama-free.
And that's a major bonus for this season, and why I'm actually optimistic about this team is because there were no negatives and distractions. Like, I don't consider the Juwan Jennings thing that much of a distraction. It just wasn't.
No.
So I'm not really worried about it. Now, for his sake, I hope he's healthy enough to play week one, but I don't think it was a distraction.
For this organization, last couple years, it was completely drama-free.
Exactly. So we should be feeling good about this team. Now we're talking about...
Yeah, but they also had a lot of injuries.
But they're healthy right now.
No,
right?
Now they are.
They're pretty healthy heading into week one. So they're healthy. Pretty much drama-free offseason. The schedule doesn't seem to be daunting, although let's see how these teams actually look, because we like to say, oh, the Saints suck, oh, the Jaguars suck. Let's see how these things look, right? Because I remember the first 2 weeks of last year, I think the Saints blew out like the Cowboys and some other, or the Panthers, and we're like, oh my God, Derek Carr and Dennis Allen, are they really good? And both of them are out of the league. So things can change.
Sausalito Soldiers?
Oh, stop. No.
Balco's Finest?
Balco's Finest.
The Butcher's Boys?
Balco's Finest is pretty good.
How about Shask Me When the Season's Over?
I like that. I like that one. That's not bad. The glorified crew, though, is still the best.
I'd rather be the White Sox.
The Shahs of Iran?
Sausalito Soldiers is pretty good.
Maybe we go with that one?
The Shaskies of Iran. There you go.
Trying to make that work. I don't know if that works.
It's not okay? It's a deep cut. Come on. We're talking Sopranos. No? Phil Leotardo? Come on.
The Consigliere's?
I kind of like the grilled cheese off the radiator. There you go. Again, we're doing Sopranos references. We can just keep going.
What are we going with? I gotta have a team name. Let's wrap it up right now. What's the team name? What's the consensus? What do we like?
Glorified crew.
You like Chasky's glorified crew?
Glorified crew.
I don't know if I love that one.
Okay, then you don't. Then 888-957-9570.
What do you like, Carter?
Why don't you pick four of them and I'll put them in a poll and we'll let the chat
decide. So a glorified crew is one. We're gonna do Sausalito Soldiers is a great one. Okay. I think that's great. Sausalito Soldiers. What are the other two?
Jerry Rice and Beans.
Kiss My Shask.
That's a good one. Yeah, do that one. Kiss My Shask. I like that.
I don't think I like that.
Well, what was the...
You had, I mean. Yeah.
There was yet another one about your name. Shask me later. I like that one. Okay.
That's clever. I think that should be
Yeah, play on words is nice here. Do you want me to ask ChatGPT?
Should I be on a field of Adonises?
That's a pretty good one. On a field of Shaskies. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Ratchet Boot in San Francisco. By the way, coming up later today at King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara, we have our 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit. Can't wait for that. 4 to 6. But Will and Dibs are going to get it started starting at 2 with their show. But then all the hosts again. Starting at 4 o'clock, myself, Shasky, Shiny Goo, Will and Dibs, talking 49ers football. That was so funny. What do you got?
I'm the greatest. Just Shask me.
That's good. Let's ask Jerry Rice on the other side, the GOAT, about what his fantasy football team name would be.
Put him on the list. I like Sausalito Soldiers, a glorified crew. I mean, Excelsior Alamaniacs is one of my all-time. That's me in every league. But I think we have to go with something totally different.
All right. We'll reveal that on the other side. We'll talk to Jerry Rice about it and his thoughts on this season and this offseason.
If you're not first, you're Shask.
Yeah. We can do better than that. That's brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Water. In the history of the sport, I'm just going to say it right there. Point blank, college, NFL, doesn't matter. Jerry Rice joins us this morning on the day the NFL regular season officially begins with Eagles, Cowboys. We are joined by Jerry Rice. Jerry, good morning. I want to start here because you had some comments with one of our pals and Bay Area News Group writer, Cam Mimmon. And this was the quote. Super Bowl 60 is going to be here in San Francisco, at Levi Stadium. I would have preferred to sort of leave everything like last year, add on to that, and have a chance for this coming year. That's what you were talking about the 49ers heading into this training camp. Do you still feel the same way you did back in July, Jerry?
You know what? I just feel we have a very young team, and our best chances, I just felt, you know, it was with the veteran team that we had. even though I know we had a lot of overhead and stuff like that, you know, I would have preferred to just have had that group to stay on. I'm not saying that, you know, my hopes are, you know, because I'm all about 49ers. That's it. And that's the main thing. I'm hoping that they can gel together real fast. But when you got so many parts like that, you're just not sure. So, you know, we're just going to have to try to just take it game by game, see what happens, and see if they can build some camaraderie and chemistry, and hopefully they can win football games.
Yeah, what'd you make of Juwan Jennings getting a little bit of some extra incentives and some more money thrown his way? I mean, the Niners really need him, Jerry.
Oh, no, without a doubt, because, you know, he's that go-to guy right now. And I think, you know, he has proven himself that, you know, he can make plays. And, you know, they gave him extra $3 million. And I guess that has to do with him being on the field. So that's a little, you know, in a bone thrown his way. But he is that go-to guy. And I can't wait to see him on that football field this year.
Have you had a chance to maybe go up close and personal with Ricky Pearsall? I was at practice a couple times, and I thought he looked great. I mean, obviously, practice isn't the games, but it's one of the many kind of like measuring sticks. And so, you know, I'm just pumped for the young man. Have you had a chance to maybe talk to or see Ricky Pearsall up close and personal?
Yeah, you know what? I have had the opportunity to talk to him, and, you know, I'm wishing Ricky the best, because the most important thing for him, if he can stay healthy, and if he can stay healthy, you know, you could tell, you know, the last ball game between him and Brock Purdy that they had pretty good chemistry going, and they were making plays. So, you know, just to get that momentum going, to stay healthy, and he's going to be a vital, you know, factor for the 49ers this year, because we don't know what's going to happen with Brandon Ayuk right now, you know, when he's going to be able to get back on the football field. But can I be honest with you guys? Because when I tore my ACL, MCL, guys, to be honest with you, it took me actually about 2 years to really feel comfortable being back on that football field.
Mm. So do you think we should really temper our expectations then for Ayuk for this year?
Yeah, I would dial it back, man, because, you know, and another thing that happened too, because, you know, you know, when I came back from that knee injury, I think I cracked my kneecap. So it was still the knee. It felt like I was doing everything on the football field that I was supposed to do. You know, I was running routes. I was explosive. I was running away from people doing all that. But still, the knee was still weak. And, you know, I came back because in honor of Joe Montana jersey being retired on that Monday night against the Denver Broncos. And I caught a touchdown, and my knee just went straight into the ground. And I was right back in surgery the next day. But you know what? It was worth it. It was worth it. I'm serious. You know, to be there for Joe and actually win that football game, it was great.
No, it's great, and we're talking to the GOAT, Jerry Rice, right now, as I'm holding up the GOAT Fuel. Yeah. By the way, is this a new flavor, the gummy bear flavor?
I got a black.
I'm all in on right now. Bear. Okay. All right. Man,
black cherry ginger ale.
I got my Babe Ruth right here.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know, hey guys, look, I got to have my energy. I'm all pumped for the start of NFL football season, even though it's two of the teams that I don't like, you know, the Eagles and the Cowboys. But, you know, here we go. But I think our main focus got to, you know, it's going to start this weekend against Seattle. And I want to see, because we actually didn't see that much during exhibition season, guys. Mm-hmm.
No, they're holding their cards.
We don't
very
know
close.
What we have right now.
Yeah,
we don't know what we have, and you know, times have changed, because back in the day we felt we needed to show something before the regular season to know what you have already. So we going into this first game not exactly knowing what we have, but you know, hopefully we can get that W.
Jerry Rice joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. It's the Morning Roast of Spadoni and Chasky. And Jerry, one of the biggest unknowns maybe in football this year is Christian McCaffrey. Like, you didn't get much from this guy last year. He was dealing with bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Just whenever you throw the word Achilles out there, you get scared. You think of either Brad Pitt, the movie, or the injury in sports. So what should we expect from Christian McCaffrey this year? And if he does look like himself, like of 2 years ago, how massive would that be for this season?
It would be really massive. And, you know, if he can stay healthy and if he can stay on that football field, because we need him. He's that spark plug that we need, you know, because you don't want Brock Purdy to drop back every time and have to throw the football. You know, you got to be able to mix everything up. And if you got a running game, that's going to help, you know, open things up a little bit. Then, you know, and take some of the pressure off him. So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen here. Guys, it's like a soap opera right now. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know what's going to happen. But if we can stay healthy and not be that team, you know, that lead the league in injuries this year, I think we have a chance.
It really is the greatest reality TV. Like, it's reality TV at its finest. The National Football League. It's not even close, Joe.
Not even close. You know, Jerry, it's pretty interesting. Like, you got this goat fuel all over the place right now. Like, at Walmart, I seen it on Amazon, DoorDash. Who's in more stores? You with goat fuel or E40 with his liquor? Like, seriously.
What a comparison. Hey, probably, I would say probably E40. Because, hey, I'm going to be honest with you, because if it's not a good season this year, there's going to be a lot of people drinking alcohol. I'm serious.
Well, what's the thing that scares you the most? Because I want to have some fun. You were prominently featured in the Cowboy doc. I'll get to that in a second, because to me, it went down memory lane, and it was like a love letter to the Niners, even though I hate the Cowboys. But what's the thing that scares you the most about the Niners heading into this year? You referenced all the injuries. I think a lot of fans are worried about the injuries, but just the team. You said that they got young players. Specifically, what worries you, though, about their squad this year?
I think just the young players. That's about it. And if they are able to gel and grow together really fast, and, you know, how they going to deal with, you know, certain situations where when everything is on the line, how they going to respond to that? You know, do they have that veteran leadership where they can, you know, win close football games? You know, what they going to do with adversity and stuff like that? How they going to handle that? So, you know, everything is up for grabs right now. I wish I had an answer for you guys, you know, but, you know, I'm just like you guys, you know, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen in that first game and see what we have, then start, you know, building off that.
Jerry, I want to ask you about, you know, your career, but also comparing it like to the other greats, right? The 49ers have a lot of Hall of Fame talent on this roster. You can talk Trent Williams. His career ended right now. He's going to the Hall of Fame. George Kittle, Hall of Fame. Fred Warner, Hall of Fame. Nick Bosa, Hall of Fame. Hell, Christian McCaffrey, if he can stay healthy, might be a Hall of Famer. So that's a lot of talent on one team. I want to ask you, as the GOAT, the greatest of all time, what separates you from your peers, or the Bosas, the Kittles, the McCaffreys, from everyone else? The good from the elite. What is the difference there?
Because I just felt like I had never arrived. I felt like I owed the fans more. And it's like, man, I busted my butt every day. I worked hard. I wanted to be that great leader. I showed up. I was accountable every day. And I wanted to show up during football games, you know, like on that Sunday, that Monday, those playoff games, those Super Bowls. And I was always going to be at my best. So that's the way I practice. And that's the way I push myself. Not saying that those guys are not doing that, but it's a different generation now. Is it, you know, there's a lot more happening than just football now. You know, a lot of these guys are working on their brand, their you know, their businesses and stuff like that. But you got to be able to know what is number one. Number one for me was getting out on that football field, getting those W's, and giving the fans what they want. I wanted them to walk away from that stadium every time and say, wow, did you just witness what just happened? So that was just something that I really focused in on, and I think I pushed myself really hard.
Jerry, it's so hard to know, but you had a way better relationship than any of us. How do you think Bill Walsh would have viewed Brock Purdy?
You know, God, that's a tough one, but I think Bill probably would have looked at him as like, you know what, this guy, he got potential. We just have to continue building around him. We have to give him, you know, pieces of the puzzle that's gonna, you know, bring out the best in him. And just also another scenario too is like when I went from Joe Montana to Steve Young, you know, because Joe was considered the greatest quarterback to, you know, ever play the game and stuff like that. Now Steve Young, I had to put everything on the back burner that I had learned with Joe, and I had to bring out the best in Steve. And Steve and I actually had the touchdown record for such a long, long time because of all the work that we put in and stuff like that. So Bill was all about, you know, putting pieces around that puzzle to make that, you know, person look good on the football field.
Did you get a chance to look at the Cowboy doc, Jerry? I don't know. Did you? Because I got some questions on it. The one where you were prominently featured?
I couldn't look at it because it just hurt me so bad.
I know. Well, you know, you came off. You were getting interviewed like crazy.
Yeah, you and Steve Young. Yeah.
You were phenomenal.
Yeah, it hurt me because, man, it's like, you know, I understand that it was the rivalry. It was the bad blood. It was some of the greatest football ever. You know, we respected each other, but every time we lined up on the football field, we wanted to destroy each other.
Yeah, it's just
really and I don't like seeing them get, I don't like to see them get in publicity or recognition, stuff like that. And, you know, I just feel like the Cowboys are going to be the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, hey, if we have to face them, we're going to do what we have to do to eliminate them. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you know, they all hurt. I don't want to pretend like they all don't hurt. But of all those losses to them, especially like 92, 93, that you caught that touchdown pass, gets called back for a hold. And I know there were some regular season losses that were frustrating as hell. Is one of those like the toughest loss of your career, or is it that Super Bowl loss with Tampa Bay? I don't know. You tell me, what was the worst loss that still sticks with you today? It's a tough question. I wonder which one of those.
It was probably the Super Bowl loss with the Raiders because I was used to winning, and I went into that ball game thinking that we had a legitimate chance of winning that game. We were going to run the ball. They didn't have an answer for it, and it was just unfortunate that we had a problem with our center that was decided to go over to Mexico, you know, the night before to celebrate. You know, I guess he wanted to celebrate early. I don't know, but you know that one still. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth, and it's just something I'll never forget.
You know, in the doc, I'm going back to the Cowboy doc, Michael Irvin's talking about how you were his idol. You were on his wall growing up and in college, and you were the guy that he aspired to. What was your guys' relationship like while you were competing against each other? And how has it changed now that the two of you are a little older? You know, because I hated Michael Irvin, but I love the personality, if that makes sense.
You know what? It's still the same. We compete like crazy. Even though we're out of uniform now, not on the field anymore. But, you know, I would always watch Michael Irvin when he was on the field. And I wanted to outdo Michael Irvin. I wanted to outdo the playmaker. And, you know, it was so funny because when we met up in the Pro Bowl, you know, it was like we had, Michael Irvin, it was Chris Carter, oh, yeah. Andre Rison, you know, all of these ball players, and it was me. And it was just one ball to go around. And it's like, we all, man, it's like the second we stepped on the field, you could see, you know, how competitive we were. I mean, the route running, the precision, the catching the football, you know, trying to be that guy and stuff like that. So, you know, I would always watch him during the season. And if he had a good game, you know, 1 week, I wanted to come back and have a better game the next week. So, you know, I think we just built off each other.
Talking about Jerry Rice here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest sign. And Jerry, quite frankly, you could go out there to the Pro Bowl today because they're playing flag football. So you'd probably dominate. By the way, is there any player in today's game, Jerry, that you watch and you're like, huh, that kind of reminds me of me?
Ja'Marr Chase.
You know, I watch all of these guys, you know, JJ, you know, Justin Jefferson and stuff like that. And, you know, but the route running, the route running is not like it used to be, because I always thought of route running as being an art, you know, just like, you know, it was so beautiful. And all my routes, you know, I wanted it to look so clean and so crisp. And I wanted it to be precise. I wanted it to look just like art and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different now because, you know, these guys, they actually, you don't get a lot of bump and run. You don't get a lot of, you know, opportunities where you...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Can really expose the defensive back, you know, really show him up. And my thing was, back in the day, I wanted to always make a defensive back fall down. Because when you can do that, you know you got, you know, you ran your best route. If he falls down or he just completely lose you or whatever, then you score a touchdown, then you can go back and you look at that film and you say, you know what? Yeah, that was a good route.
It's like
that was a good piece of art.
It's like you're in a crossover, like AI, like crossing up Jordan or something like that, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The crossover or something like that where you just leave him like, oh my God. You know, where people just go, oh my God, did you see that? Yeah, so, you know, that's the way I looked at my route running.
Jerry, do you think a guy, because like we see this in baseball where Otani's able to do two things, pitch and hit, and it's very difficult because there's a prerequisite amount of a routine before games to be able to maintain excellence on both sides, being a pitcher and being a hitter. Travis Hunter wants to play both ways, at wide receiver and as a DB. Do you think he can do it?
You know, I'm sure there's going to be selective plays and all that. I think Deion was the first one to ever try to do something like that. I'm still waiting to see how good this guy is going to be as a receiver. Because what happens is when you focus on two things, then you don't develop on the first one. So I'm wondering if he's going to pour everything into being a receiver, the way he reads defenses, do all of that, the way he runs his routes, the way he catches the ball, the way he defeats, man-to-man coverage and all of those things. So, you know, it's like you got to pick one. You got to pick one. So I'm hoping that they're very selective because it's just no way he can go full game as a receiver and as a defensive back.
You know, Jerry, when I was growing up, you were meticulous in how you wore your uniform. And for all the guys my age, we looked up to you and like we had to have the jersey tucked in and everything had to look right. You would take time folding your towel. You talked about it, like, and everything had to look meticulous.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts? Because I know you're very much into fashion and looking good. What'd you think of the new Niner black uniforms? I'm a throwback guy. I love old school. I don't love the black helmets. I admit it's probably not for my generation. Jerry, what do you think of those uniforms as one of the pillars of the 49er alumni?
I just love the old throwback. The throwback back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was the true colors of the 49ers. And also, I just feel the city of San Francisco. So it's like whenever we put those, the old throwback on and stuff like that, it was like, wow. And it was on, you know, only on special occasions and stuff like that. So I know it's the new generation now. It's almost like they have gone a little bit Darth Vader or something like that now. But, yeah, it's different. It's different. And it's sort of like, you know, because I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a picture of, let me show you guys.
All right. Let's go. Yeah.
I can move around.
Let's go. What do you got? Yeah, come on. Let's go.
See, you see that right there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see that?
Let's go.
Yeah, you look at that, you know. Everything, yeah. You know, the jersey, the helmet, all of those, you know, that was it. That was it back in the day.
Jerry, how long?
That was the colors.
How long did it take you to prepare for the game in terms of the uniform? Because I like those are legendary, the way you would lay out the uniform. Like, tell the audience how you used to be able to prepare for games and why was it such a big deal for you?
Because I feel you make a statement by your presentation. So I always wanted to make a presentation with my uniform. It had to be new shoes, new socks, new pants. Jersey had to be nice and tapered. The towel had to be nice and perfect. Even my spat job. I spat at my own shoes. You know, as receivers, and let me tell you something, Bill Walsh one day, because we look at us, we look at our group as a very unique group. And, you know, and we have a lot of style, the wide receivers. So Bill one day put on some tights He spat at his shoes. He had a towel going down his side. You know, he would just do crazy stuff like that. He'd walk around the locker room and stuff like that, just, you know, just to get a chuckle out of everybody. But as a receiver, you got to be, you got to have this air about you. It sends a message to the opponent, you know, because, and guys, I even like, even doing warmups, I knew that the opposing team, that they were looking and seeing how we warmed up. No drop balls, you know, precise out of my routes, all of those things, it was important. So, you know, I just feel like presentation is everything. And I used to lay everything out. It took me a while because they even, you know, they took bets on how many pair of pants that I would try on before the actual game.
No way.
So the guys would sit there. Yeah. The pants had to fit a certain way, too. Yes, sir.
Who was the worst dressed? Who was the worst dressed teammate you had?
Well, probably, you know, it's like the offensive linemen and defensive linemen. They don't care, man.
Hey, they got to go to the big and tall store. Guys, they got everything, you know, tailored, man. They got to spend some more money.
Hey, the big boys, they throw whatever together and stuff like that and just, you know, go on the football field. They're ready to go. But, you know, for me, it's like it's making a statement. Because even when I ran on the field, I had a certain area that I had to go to, the second I ran on the field. I would go to this section and I would just, you know, get that crowd all fired up and ready and stuff like that. And they knew that was like my ritual, that I was going to do that every ball game. So they expected that. So, you know, every ball game, I would go to that section and get them fired up.
Jerry Rice joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. Hey, Jerry, you've been far too kind with your time this
Absolutely.
Morning. One more for you on the way out, though. How special would it be and how memorable if we are talking about this time in February, the 49ers winning the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium?
Man, that would be awesome. You know, and I think the fans, they deserve it. You know, because we've been close many times and we haven't been able to kick that door in. And, you know, but it's going to be up to the players. It's going to be up to them to come together as quickly as possible. And anything too, guys, you got to think it. You got to think it. I mean, you can't just be taking one game at a time and see where it's going to take you. You got to think it that, hey, look, The most important thing here is to win football games and get to the Super Bowl, which is going to be here in the Bay Area, and I don't see why not.
Hey, Jerry, so it's the Super Bowl. It's the fourth quarter. We got 3 seconds left, and we got Jake Moody trotting out on the field. Is he making that field goal, Jerry?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's going to make that field goal. Right. Come on.
Yeah,
no, without a doubt. Hey, that's a no-brainer right there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, because I would be the guy on the sideline before he even takes the field. Man, we got this. Just pat him on the shoulder and say, hey, done deal.
So you're not judo chopping him like Debo Samuel?
No, man.
That's funny.
All have to pick each other up. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hey, Jerry, great stuff.
We really
appreciate it. It's Go Fuel.
Go get it
wherever
all
you
right,
find
guys.
Your energy drinks. And we'll talk to you again this season, Jerry. Let's go Niners.
Hey, let's have a goat day, man. And also, let's go Niners. Let's go get Seattle.
Hell yeah.
There he goes.
Let's do it.
The goat, Jerry Rice, who joined us on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? He's just the best. What is he listening to? 62 years old? Guy can go out there and ball right now if he wants to. I believe it.
You know, there's some things that you do in life, and we get very lucky. We're very, very blessed to do things. You know, I got a chance to meet Chris Mullen and Bonte's like really.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.